Listening 48. You might think this is sentimental, but I don't care. In my opinion, there's only one way to be happy in life. That's to be in love. Whether you're young or old, whether the love is like a quiet whisper or a loud whistle, you must have that essential emotion. I started to believe this about 10 years ago, a time in my life when I just got divorced after one of those difficult relationships. Can't live with you, can't live without you. Anyway, I was having a drink in a local bar, hoping I might meet a nice woman. But no women came and talked to me, so I decided to leave. Just then, an old girlfriend walked in, a very beautiful ex-girlfriend. At first, I just observed her as she sat down, looking worried, deep in thought, like she was analysing something in intense detail. I wonder what she's thinking about, I asked myself. I then went up and talked to her. She was surprised, but also said, "Wow, I was thinking about you recently." "Really?" "Yes, I was wondering what happened to you. Unfortunately, though, I have to go now. Let's go for a drink sometime." "Yeah, good idea. Is tomorrow too soon?" "No, that'll be fine. Come and pick me up. Do you remember the address?" It was ages ago since we went out, but she still remembered. The next day, she arrived on time. I wasn't ready yet, so I invited her up to my flat. "Have a seat for a moment. I'll be with you soon." I went into the bathroom and spent a while shaving. Finally, I finished and entered the lounge. Just then, I heard a loud noise come from the floor. Sylvia was on her knees with a ring in her hand. "I know this is crazy, but last night I had a dream. A voice whispered to me that I had to spend the rest of my life with you." Whether it was crazy or not, I believed her, and since that day, love entered my life. And although this may seem a sentimental story, I repeat what I said at the beginning. Love is the only way you can be happy in life. I know, because I've been happy since that day.